welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And here at the start of our second hour, I want to start out again by thanking all the good people here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank all the other hosts of all the other shows, but particularly the host of Govern America, Darren Weeks, who's on every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and comes on directly before our show here at Positively Unconstitutional. And, of course, I want to thank Todd McGreevy and encourage everyone to stay tuned for Common Sense Revisited coming up in the next hour. And, as always, I want to thank my listeners and callers, for all the help that they give me in creating and doing the show. And, I'm sorry that, the tone of my show today is that, we need to put the blame where it belongs. And as Lee so accurately points out, it's pure insanity for people to think that they're going to count on some other person to solve their problems. And, this whole idea of limited liability is good intentions, greasing the rails to hell. So, with that said, I'm going to finish up on what I was reading here from Lee, and again, ask for any callers out there, anybody who has questions about what I'm saying, to give us a call. And the rails are already greased in order to accomplish such lunacy and insanity by the creation of alphabet soup agencies, bureaucrats, and environmental extremists that draw up the association's rules and regulations. Those rules and regulations are used to control the individual and the association to the exclusion of you as an individual having access to Article 3 courts. As long as the individual remains a volunteer, as a 14th Amendment citizen person, your only recourse to the federal court system is Congress's legislative territorial courts under Article 1. Said courts are created under Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the United States Constitution. And the more debt we create, the more watered down the Bill of Rights become. And then, of course, eventually they'll disappear completely. The recent 5-4 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court on the Second Amendment proved that four justices were willing at the stroke of a pen to abolish the Second Amendment. What amendments next? The first 10 amendments were designed to protect the absolute property rights of the individual while engaged in interstate commerce from government intervention upon that individual protected by the doctrine of Swift v. Tyson, 16 Peters 1. The problem is there is nothing to prevent a judge or judges from taking judicial notice of public policies, bankruptcy, and the individual as being a fictitious person. In other words, you do not exist in reality under the literal and strict meaning to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but reside as a resident in the spirit and true meaning of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And there you have it. You are a resident, meaning you are a debtor. And as such, you are not subject to Article 1, Section 10. And we have a caller, Richard in Alabama. Richard, how are you this fine Saturday morning?
I hear the music.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to break, Richard. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and we're taking our first caller today, Richard from Alabama. And Richard, how are you this fine Saturday morning? Sorry, I picked you up right at the commercial break.
Well, thanks for picking me up at all. I've heard of examples, and I not just a few examples. Well, people who've never had a Social Security number, yet they're drawing Social Security benefits, what they did is they work under made-up numbers and false numbers. And then when they get to be 65, they just apply and admit, yeah, we just made up all these numbers, and the Social Security will consolidate all their earnings and send them a check. No prosecution, no nothing.
But you're saying they've supplied some. Yeah, they don't care. You know, they want these illegal aliens to come into the country.
Because
the illegal aliens to them are human resources.
Yeah.
And they're capital. And so if an illegal alien comes in this country and gets a fake Social Security number, a duplicate Social Security, they don't care. They'll be happy to give him a legitimate Social Security number, so
just
they can
make up a TIN
out of his tax.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and if you look at what's going on right now, Richard, and we haven't talked about this, but what SB 1070 out in Arizona, what's really going on there? If you look at it and you follow the money, you'll understand that when an immigration bond is written by a Border Patrol agent, that bond is money. It's currency for the federal government, and if it's written by the Border Patrol agent, it goes directly to the federal government. This is revenue to them to catch the immigration, the illegal aliens. And then if they put the guy in jail, Well, of course, then there's an appearance bond possibly that goes to somebody, and there's a jail bond that goes to the state. But now, if the state makes the arrest, guess what? They get the immigration bond. That's federal money. The Border Patrol agent can only make that arrest because we got to have that bond because we need that revenue. You guys can't steal our revenue.
Is it really federal money or is it UN money? Because the IMF is chartered with the United Nations. And
well, again, since the government is in bankruptcy, the bank, the Federal Reserve, is the receiver. And, of course, the Federal Reserve, the IMF, has all been created by the same people, the United Nations.
Uh-huh.
And since the United States government, you know, effectively the United States government is just a sham on the people. I mean, they're just there for show. You know, we have a totalitarian dictatorship in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the president can just appoint czars. He's appointed 67 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he can delegate lawmaking authority, so it's clear there's no separation of powers in the government anymore. And this is all true because you are the chattel of the government, and they can make all needful rules and regulations and interpret the Constitution on your behalf. And the more crisis that they create, the more control that they can take in the name of crisis, crisis, crisis. This is how they took over in the New Deal. They, you know, under the War Powers Act in 1933, they declared a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cash emergency. Same all the time.
What I'm saying is there's so many examples of people accepting benefits, and yet they escape the jurisdiction of the courts.
Well, you know, the courts are going to, and the IRS, I mean, I think what they do is they take, you know, a million names out of the hat at the end of the year, and they send them a bill for $2,200 and say, oh, your return was wrong, you owe us an extra $2,000. You know, and $2,000 times a million is just a couple of billion bucks, and most people just pay it rather than, you know, have a confrontation with the IRS, because everybody's scared to death of the IRS. And of course, you know, that's what I've been talking about the whole show. Everybody that you say that you can do what I'm talking about, which is become a state citizen, change your domicile, and get out of the jurisdiction of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, that's not possible. Oh, this is, you know, this is the law. Oh, you could never. Oh, I'll see you in jail after you do that, you know. And, of course, this constant hammering. And, of course, if you try to go and trade with somebody value for value, well, hell, nobody wants to go to the trouble to pay you in gold or silver or something that actually has value. Oh, here, just let me swipe my card.
Well, I just heard you talking about accepting the benefits, and I know there's a lot of people that are drawing benefits, and yet the courts leave them alone. They don't. Well, they tell the cops, don't give these guys tickets. Leave them alone. They don't want no Mexicans in traffic court, and really they don't want many blacks in traffic court. They just want whites in traffic court because.
Yeah.
I know that if you're white, you're not a citizen of Mexico, and you're not a citizen of Kenya, and or Indonesia, or any other place. They know that from your skin.
I sat down to lunch with two Dallas police officers a couple of months ago,
and
both of them told me they don't give traffic tickets to black people. And the reason they don't give traffic tickets to black people is because black people never pay their traffic tickets, so they don't even bother to give them. But white people pay, so they give white people plenty of traffic tickets.
That's right. That is true.
It's absolutely amazing.
See, the United Nations is accepting otherwise worthless bonds for arresting people, otherwise worthless things, because they want to encourage our law enforcement and our courts to abuse us, the white people, and they're really having a lot of success.
Well, you know, I've had a friend who keeps telling me, he says, you know, just watch any commercial. And he says, you'll see that there's, you know, some middle-aged white man that they blow up or they slap his face or, you know, they attack him or whatever the case may be. And, you know, just turn it around. And I remember one of the commercials, I think it was a Dodge commercial, where the fellow went out and he was supposed to pick up his wife's antique buy. And he came back with a motorcycle and she smacked his face. And I just said, boy, turn that around and show him, you know, on TV, you know, smacking a woman, you know, like she's smacking him. And there was another commercial where, you know, there was a black man hitting a white man. But just turn it around and have the white man hit the black man. You know, it's totally beyond comprehension that, it's like it's a media rehearsed thing to destroy, you know, all the white people, all the people of European descent. And frankly, you know, I can't see, you know, why they would want to do that. Those are the people who have, you know, made all the technological process throughout the world.
The people who run America are not Americans, and they're not white, and they can easily leave this country if it turns too bad. Now let's talk about the highly adoptable
children. Who would you say? I mean, you know, you can say the people who run this country. Who can you tell us who runs the country?
Of the creditors of United States Incorporated, and the creditors are mainly China and the Rothschild family and a Saxe-Coburg family, and
well, remember that, you know, about half the American debt is held by the American public, and some of the debt is purchased by, you know, about $1 trillion out there in Japan. There's about $1 trillion out there in China. There's about $1 trillion out there in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, and there's about $1 trillion or more, or, you know, $3 or $4 trillion in the hands of, you know, of Americans, you know, of the general public. My boss suggest the other day that since the interest rate is a quarter of a point, that we should go ahead and renegotiate the national debt down from, you know, it's about 4% we pay on all these AAA rated T-bills and T-bonds, and we should just drop that down to a quarter of a percent. And I had to say to him, you know, well, what about the American citizens who've invested their money in T-bills and T-bonds at 4% interest, who are depending on those T-bill and T-bill T-bond payments, you know, going forward, and you're just going to cut them down to next to nothing? You know, how can you do that? How can you just go and renegotiate the debt? You have to understand what the national debt is, and how we have effectively been sold to our enemies. As you note, you know, China, you know, has bought $1 trillion, you know, worth of our debt. And it's my belief that our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, has gone over there and promised them eminent domain, that should we default on the payment of the interest on the debt that they own, that they can come over here and exchange it for land under eminent domain. They can just come and take the property of United States citizens.
Yes, and I don't believe she had any choice.
Well, she had a choice, and that is you could quit, you know, insisting that China buy your debt. But effectively, I think what's happened is that the government has effectively coerced Saudi Arabia, as an example. Oh, we'll buy all this oil from you, but the, you know, after you spend all the money you want on yourself and your family, you know, the rest of the money's got to come back to the United States. You got to buy T-bills and T-bonds. Mm-hmm. And we went over to China and we said, hey, we'll export our entire manufacturing, you know, infrastructure to your country. But when we buy all the products from you over there, you got to repatriate the money and put it back over here, reinvest it in T-bills and T-bonds to keep the wheel turning. Otherwise, all the money flows out of the country and, you know, the wheel stops turning. There's no money left here for capital and infrastructure and, you know, to form capital, to form companies, to run. Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Well, have you noticed that nearly all the families that get arrested for custodial interference are white families? And there's hardly any, they have something called highly adoptable children. That means blue-eyed white girls mainly.
Oh, yeah.
And you get a reward based upon bids.
Thanks for your comments, Richard. We've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Get out. Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of Micro Plant Powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro Plant Powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And my guest on the phone today is Richard from Alabama. And Richard, we're talking about, you were saying how, you know, it seems that the government is attacking white Americans.
Yeah, they get a reward. The Department of Health and Human Services offers rewards from up to $200,000 to the local Child Protective Services to get certain categories of children, and the payments are based upon the bids from the prospective approved parents. I mean, the new parents, the adopted parents, who may or may not be Americans. And they bid, and they say, well, I want a blue-eyed white girl, and I'll offer $200,000. That message, that's an economic message, goes through the Department of Health and Human Services, and then it trickles down to the...
That's not how it's my understanding of how it works. Now, there are some quotas for, well, like in the case in Pennsylvania. You know, they had a private jail over there, and, you know, Child Protective Services was, you know, sending kids to jail, and the judges were sending kids to this private jail, and the judges were getting kickbacks from the jail. But the Child Protective Services, what they do is they get a certain amount of money from the federal government, state, so Child Protective Services in each of the states get a certain amount of money from the federal government based on how many kids they have in their care. And, of course, you know, those kids that are in their care you know, are taken from their parents. So there's an economic benefit to them. The more kids they take from their parents, well, the more money they can request from the federal government because they have more kids in the system that they need money for. And so, you know, they try to take as many kids as possible from their parents. And of course, this whole marriage license and divorce doctrine in this country is specifically designed to destroy the nuclear family, to get rid of the father in the family, and to make the woman dependent and the child dependent on the state.
You're talking about the foster parent program. That's not the adoption program. The foster parent program is about pays about $1,500 a month per foster child, and most of the children, foster children in Alabama, are black, and they are not very adoptable.
Well, but, how does this have to do with our public policy in this country? How does this relate to the credit debt system, you know, of the Federal Reserve and the private association versus us being sovereign citizens of the states, whereby we have sound money, you know, and we have the law back in our control? How do we get from where we're at to this? You know, we understand what's happening. We got this alphabet soup of agencies and bureaucrats and the environmental extremists, and they're all working to destroy the absolute property rights that are granted by the Constitution to, you know, through the first 10 amendments. How do we get, you know, I'm trying to show people how to get back there, Richard.
Performance in lieu of discharge. When you can't discharge your debt, you can perform.
Now, how would you perform?
Give up your children.
Well, you know, we've pretty much already pledged our children through the birth certificate, you know, as sureties in repayment of the public debt, in repayment of the public bankruptcy.
Yeah, we have.
That's what the 14th Amendment effectively does to us. It makes us a surety. It sells us into bondage. It sells us into slavery. But, of course, there is no involuntary servitude, and there is no slavery in this country. Mm-hmm. But everybody is in voluntary servitude or voluntary slavery because you asked for it. You got it, Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's really where we're at, is how do we unask for the privileges that we've got? And they've made it extremely, you know, difficult to do so.
Yes, and I think that they're pretty much ignoring our will anyway.
Well, they have a different interpretation of what the will of the people is and public policy is. And since they're the parent and we're the child, they're going to go ahead and, you know, do what's best for us no matter what we want. Just like your parents told you, we know what's best for you. You didn't think you needed that beating, did you? But now as you look back, you think, maybe that beating was the best thing that could happen to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, the real problem here is, and I just read it in this last, you know, statement here from Lee Brobst from his site, truthinlaw.net. And, it says, individuals are fictitious persons. In other words, you do not exist in reality under the letter and strict meaning to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but you reside as a resident or a debtor in the spirit and true meaning of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So in the real world of years past, when somebody died, the term used was that he or she died, i.e. a physical death. Today, in the world of make-believe of privileges and immunities, it is said we pass on. To where? We'll answer that question when we come back. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host, Phil Pozderek.
So I'm sleeping here every day. There's a reason I just do it all over again.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and I want to invite everybody to tune in Monday afternoon to John Stott Miller and the Intel Report, Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Ronald McDonald, the author of They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency, and I will be his guest on the National Intel Report. And again, that's Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I and Ronald McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency, will be John Stottmiller's guests. And we're really going to tune you in and let you know exactly how it is that the powers that be have gotten it over on us. And, of course, all of the problems and the remedies lie specifically in the money. And if you follow the money, you'll always find the problems and the solutions. And, you know, just so people can kind of understand now how I look at the Constitution. The Constitution to me is really two different constitutions. You have the original organic Constitution and the first Ten Amendments. And those first Ten Amendments were designed specifically to protect the absolute property rights of the individual. Government is instituted among men in order to protect our individual rights. Now, all that's still in force and effect. But what's happened is that all the rest of the amendments, 11 through whatever there are, 27 of them, are all intended for the 1868 creation of the United States 14th Amendment citizen. In other words, the voluntary slaves of the United States. And, of course, all the administrative laws and things that have been made and all the decisions rendered since the bankruptcy of the United States in 1930, and specifically since the 1938 decision of Erie Railroad v. Tompkins, is administrative law and needful rules and regulations to deal with, you know, the chattel, the other property of the United States, meaning, you know, us 14th Amendment citizens. So, with that said, I'm going to move on to our next caller, who is Jason in California. Jason, are you with me this fine Saturday morning? Hello. I guess we lost Jason. All right. Or he stepped away from his phone. That's all right. I believe I have Lark in Texas. Lark, are you with me this fine Saturday morning?
Hello.
Hi, Lark. How are you?
No, this is not Lark.
I'm sorry. Is this Jason?
Yes, it
okay.
is. For some
all
reason,
right.
Can you hear my? Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Like the commercial. Hey, listen, I had 2 points of focus. Another good show, and I thank you for that. One basically was Lee did reference something about filing a memorandum of law into the court, being a free person, as so-called debt-free person, out here in California. He said an Article 3 law, whether or not that would Article 3 court. I'm looking for an example because I've been working on my paperwork and recently being introduced to Jerry Kirk's paperwork has really created a divide in my perspective on how to file this. So I'm not quite sure how to file a so-called random of law in the Article III courts in California. And number two is Jerry Kirk, it's hard. He's not, maybe he's listening, but he certainly can't speak for himself at this moment. He never filed, or did he file, into an Article III court? Or did he just basically record into a particular county, a recorder? And out here in California, everything is separated from everything else, so it's not a one-time step up to the window and process your paperwork. That seems to be a quandary out here for a lot of us. And the second focus I had was on the money system, and I did read They Own It All, Including You, Ronald McDonald. It's an interesting book. I did feel that it fell short on certain details. And I wanted to introduce the idea that someone has been bringing up into the so-called Patriot movement, that we can basically start using United States notes instead of Federal Reserve notes. And it's the idea has been promoted that you can actually purchase these, you can open up an account at your local bank, and basically establish a contract with a bank manager who would in turn endorse your particular checks or FRNs that you would actually deliver it to the window of the bank teller, and they would in turn...
And Jason, I've tried to research this before, and I believe there's a couple of people that have been on John's show, and I'm not sure about their names. I believe one is... I can't recall their names off the top of my head now. I just heard them. But what they're saying, I believe, is a matter of law, and that is that... people have forgotten how to endorse their check. And so when you endorse your check, you can just make an endorsement on it. I remember I used to endorse my check with my signature and then for deposit only, as an example.
No, I understand
that.
That's a qualification
on the check.
I understand
you can also qualify the check for deposit only in lawful money. And according to the law, there are lawful money that is not fractional. And when you deposit lawful money into the bank cannot lend nine times on it like they can an FRN.
I understand the basic understanding of that. My issue is on the actual U.S. Treasury Department.gov website, it states they have not issued these United States notes since January 21st, 1971, and they have not been placed in circulation since January 21st, 1971. So you've got to ask the question. I can go to the bank manager, and I intend to follow this up in person for firsthand experience, and I'll share that with you and your listeners perhaps within a week or two.
That would be great.
I have no qualms. But my point is, I have not heard anyone actually say they've done this. They've basically said, hey, everybody, go ahead and try this. And in essence, they've never done it. And I have a big issue with that, because in practical approach to anything in life, before you talk about it, you should at least have gone through the experience of it. So I'll leave that on the table. You can discuss that with, if you would prefer to, on Monday, as part of your discussion with Ronald McDonald, is the issue of the United States notes and the facts behind it, whether or not somebody can actually do that, or if a bank manager is willing to even so-called call up the Treasury Department and say, hey, I got a deposit here for X amount of money. So,
And I've wondered about that, too. What would happen if everybody, and I'm talking about more than half the people in the United States, would, you know, just start endorsing their check for deposit only in lawful money in U.S. Treasury notes?
Well, Phil, I'm not going to wonder. I'm going to attempt it.
Well, no, what I'm wondering is since this is not fractional reserve money, meaning that you can't loan against it, what would happen is the capital in the banks would shrink dramatically, and all the banks would become insolvent again.
Before you can actually do that, you would have to actually contract with the bank manager and open a quote-unquote particular account that is exclusively for United States notes, not FRNs.
Right.
I'm going to find out the details, and I will certainly maybe email you, call you back in a week or two. But I really wanted a clarification on where the heck do I file this, or should I even attempt a memorandum of law in order to be a quote-unquote state citizen? Because Mr. Kirk, Jerry Kirk, does not have anything like that, but I'm sure he files it with the county recorder. So
I think the remedy lies in the Foreign Sovereigns Immunity Act. And so if you are a sovereign of a foreign state, and so Jerry apparently has convinced them that being an attempting servant in covenant in bondage to God represents a foreign state.
Yeah, specifically the Father. He focuses on the Father. Yes.
Right. God the Father being a foreign state with laws that supersede the laws of the United States. And so, you know, what I think that Lee is talking about is he's talking about, and he sent me somewhere last week, I talked to him, and he sent me to look at the bankruptcy laws of the state of Pennsylvania, because he lives in the state of Pennsylvania. So that may be a starting place for you, is, you know, the bankruptcy laws of the state of California. Because all this is hinged on two things. One, you're a 14th Amendment citizen, and two, the state is bankrupt.
Well, no, I'm free. I don't own any debt. But I haven't filed papers to say, hey, I'm free. Hey. I'm a freed slave running around with papers to prove that I'm free. I mean,
right.
Obviously, I'm debt free. So,
right.
But see, I'm looking at the paperwork going, well, if I'm free, okay, what do I do now? How do I prove that I'm free? Do I have to file in a court? Do I not file in a court? I'm asking for trouble if I'm running around saying, hey, I'm free, but I got no proof to prove it. It's just as bad as saying papers, please. You still have to prove who you are.
Right. And, again, you know, everyone that I've talked to says you have to find your own way. You know, Lee says that you have to use public law, either offensively or defensively, in an Article III court. And, of course, the problem is, how do you get into an Article III court?
Well, you have to be free.
Because 14th Amendment citizens, and so, you know, that becomes the issue then, you know.
No, I think your point is qualified by what you said earlier. You cannot enter into an Article III court unless you are debt-free. So, because they won't look at you because you have debt, you're Article I, period. So once you're free, now I'm asking the question, hey, I'm free, I'm debt-free, how do I file in the Article III court and basically write that, as Lee suggested, the memorandum of law?
yeah, the memorandum of law.
Right.
And, you know,
I hate to throw part of the
part of that memorandum of law, I'm sure, deals directly with what I just read about the 1792 Coin and Mintage Act, because that is positive law. And that's what he's saying, is we have to use positive public law to rebut any private international law. And so we see that House Joint Resolution is public policy. It is not enacted public law. And so in order to dispute that, it's not prima facie evidence of liability, he says. And in order to dispute that, we have to go back to the enacted law, which is the 1792 Coin and Mintage Act, which says that only lawful money in payment of debts.
Now, when this is argued, my last question, I'll let you go, great show, is the fact that when you file this memorandum of law, are you actually arguing in front of a judge in a courtroom? Did Lee actually do that?
Or are you just Lee has never indicated to me that he's actually done that, but Jerry has. Jerry has gone in an actual court of law and argued in front of the judge. And the judge turned to the court and said, basically, I have no jurisdiction over this man, and I never want to see him in my court again.
Yeah, I realize that. I read Mr. Kirk's paperwork. It's excellent. It's there. Everyone should go read it. Read it 5 times. Read it 10 times.
Absolutely. Go to freedom-school.com, click on Jerry Kirk, go and read his offering. And it fills in a whole bunch of the blanks.
But my point is, I don't think Mr. Kirk filed to the court to declare he under his notorious declaration to declare that he's free and to declare that, hey, I'm out of your jurisdiction. That court proceedings for Mr. Kirk occurred because of an arrest, and I think it was an illegal arrest. But here's the point. The point is, did Lee actually have to go in front of a judge and argue his case that he was a free man? And I don't see Mr. Kirk actually arguing his point. He just notarized it, and he went forward with filing it with the county recorder. But was it a regular county recorder? Was it with the court recorder? You know, for a particular court, whether or not it was municipal or what? These are questions that are stopping a lot of people who are debt free slaves. There's a new coin of phrase. Yes, I'm a debt-free slave. Now,
where I would send you, and where I've learned about this, is the Sovereign Education and Defense Ministry.org, the SEDM.org. And in there, they explain to you how to use your notary public to make copies of all the documents. Because, I mean, think about it. If the IRS comes in and seizes your computer, then any documents that you may have will get seized, and you'll lose all your evidence to go to court with. And so what he says is that you go to the notary, and the notary notarizes all this, makes a separate file for you, and actually does all the sending of all the registered letters and so forth to notify, to make the notices to all the public officials. This way, whenever you go to court, you have evidence that is notarized by an official of the state. A notary is an official of the state, and you have this whole file over there. They can't argue with you that, in fact, that's the case. So my thinking is that you go and you make your notorious declaration, you file it, you have it notarized, you notify everybody, and you make it a requirement that they have to notify everybody, and then you go about your business, and now it's the duty of the state in order to leave you alone.
That's a good point.
And so any time that they arrest you then, that's fraud on their part, and now you will go into court. And being that you have, when you get into the Article I court, you're going to have a statement that's recorded with the state that says that you're not a 14th Amendment citizen, that you're a free citizen, and that a jury of your peers is only free citizens, only in an Article III court where the law will be decided. See, in Article I court, you know, all the procedure and everything precludes any juror from deciding matters of law. You don't get to decide in an Article I court whether the law is correct or not. In a true Article III court, the jury gets to decide if the law is correct before they decide whether the person is guilty or not. They can just go, that law is BS. It has no effect under the Constitution. It's unconstitutional, that law, because it contradicts the Constitution. But that's only in an Article III court, not in an Article I administrative court.
I understand. I think it really goes back to the question of where do I file my paperwork? Now, everybody listening, notarize, notarize, notarize. I agree. We've all been there, at least some of us, and we've done that. The question is where to file. If I file with the county, what part of the county? Do I find, is it the county court? Is it the municipal court? And again, that's a dilemma, because a lot of us are standing in the doorway. Hey, we're free slaves, but we don't have paperwork to prove it. Or I should say debt-free slaves. Thank you for your time, Phil. Take care. God bless.
Hey, thanks for your comments, Jason. And if anybody wants to call in and, you know, try and answer these questions for Jason, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm very close, but as he's pointing out, the details are eluding me. So, with that said, I hear the music, and it's time to go back to another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Un...
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. So using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back, and down to the last 5 minutes of the show here. I want to extend again an invitation to all my listeners out there to tune in Monday between 4 and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tune in to John Stottmiller, the National Intel Report. I and Ronald McDonald, the author of They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency, will be John Stottmiller's guest on his show Monday from 4 to 6. Please tune in because, you know, it explains it all. They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency. And, you know, with that said, I'd like to thank my callers today. And thank Lee Brobst, who has brought us ever so close to understanding what's happened to us, and he's given us a dose of reality of how to get back our God-given inalienable rights, and in our ability to own property and to check out of the the debt slave world. And thank you, Jason, for your call today. And before I leave, I've got one more caller waiting out there, Randy in California. Randy, you got 1 minute to state your case, buddy.
How's it going?
It's going great. How are you today?
I'm a process server, so I'm out serving papers right now. But I am a California state citizen. And my question, the question I want to ask you, did you ever hear about this one court case in Oregon when the state had stole the women, had stolen the woman's children from her, and she appealed it, and she actually went all the way to the Oregon Supreme Court. The first thing that came out of her mouth was, is this a constitutional court of judicial due process? And the judge goes, yes, this is the Oregon Supreme Court. She says, no, it's not what I ask you. Is this a constitutional court of judicial due process? And the judge says, I'm not going to answer that.
Huh.
Did you ever hear about that?
I have not heard about that. Is this a constitutional court of judicial due process?
And he tried to vote BS her back on, oh, yes, this is the Oregon Supreme Court. She goes, that's not what I asked you. She asked him again, and he said, I'm not going to answer that. And, you know, and as far as I know, all these cops out here, all these judges, not one of them are cops, not one of them are judges, because they do not have a constitutional oath of office. If they did have any kind of an oath, it would be a statutory oath of office. It is not a constitutional oath of office. That's why the Constitution doesn't mean nothing to them.
And that's what the point that I've been making. You're not a party to the Constitution. How have you become a California state citizen?
Well, you keep missing the name Ronald McDonald. I know a Richard McDonald in Canoga Park, California. He has a website, www.state-citizen.org. And he's been my mentor, and when you go to this man's house, it's nothing but law books. I mean, it's nothing but law books. He's got some very old law books, too.
But thank you for your comments, Richard, and we're out of time. Thanks again for listening. You've been listening to Phil Pozderek and Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited.
With